In today's second date update, a dude named Chris emailed the show about a girl that he wants to call. Her name is Sasha, and he went into such detail about her beauty. Like, the whole email was all about how beautiful she was. It got to the point where I had to literally go read the email alone by myself in the bathroom.
Oh, you are so gross.
She sounds hot, man. Chris.
Yeah, no, she's bomb.
Oh my God, you're agreeing with him? Like, what is wrong with both of you, okay?
Well, you didn't read the email. You would have been in the bathroom, too.
Well, apparently, it's everybody hot and bothered. Who is this mystery woman?
This girl named Sasha. Oh, man, she's so hot.
Sasha.
Oh, man.
Your email said that you feel like you're playing out of your league a little bit.
Yeah, no, like, I'd say, like, I'm like, felt like 6 out of 10. This girl's, like, a 12 out of 10. Oh,
nice.
Where did you find a girl that's a 12 out of 10?
It's actually at this charity auction that I went to.
Oh, so she's got a good heart.
She was like setting up, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I look across the room, like, this girl has to have like hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers. Like, she is just like insanely hot.
Nice.
But what was she setting up? Was she part of the charity, or was she actually on staff?
No. She works for the charity over there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. My buddy Joe was with me, and I was like, yo, you see that girl? He was like, yeah, you don't have a chance, man. I was like, no. So I like walked over there, and I was like, hey, I need help bidding on something. She's like, oh, yeah, what's up? You know, I was like, I'm trying to bid on a date with you. And I was like,
that's a nice cheesy line.
Attaboy. Oh, my God. Did that work?
It almost worked the first time. She was like, what are you talking? I was like, I will give $100 to charity to go on a date with you. And she actually, like, laughed.
She laughed. She laughed right
she laughed
at your face.
In my face. And was like, $100? Sounds a little cheap to me.
I'm with her, dude. If you're going to pony up money for charity, you better be talking a lot more than that.
That's a lot of money, $100?
Yeah, I mean, just for a date, and then I still have to buy dinner and everything.
Right?
But no. I was like, okay, what about 200? And she was like, you got a deal.
Hey,
okay.
Awesome.
So you purchased a date, basically.
I donated charity.
And what it sounds like is she'll do anything for that charity.
So did you get the date, or did she just have you donate and then not call you back, and that's why you're emailing?
I mean, like, it took a couple weeks. You know, I would text her, and she'd be like, I'm busy with this. You know, I have this work stuff. But after 2 weeks, I got the date.
Oh, man.
Nice. Congrats, my man.
I bet you were nervous leading up to that night.
Oh, man, I was so nervous. But I took her out to this really nice Italian place. It was super romantic. I figure I got one shot at this. I got to do it right.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Man. That's a lot of
pressure. And how was the actual evening with her?
I got to know her, and we had a lot more in common than, like, I could have ever thought. You know, like, she likes sports. We're both into, like, charities and animal, rescue, that kind of stuff. I was just blown away. I was like, this girl is the total package.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, did you get a sense that she felt the same about you?
I definitely did. Like, I would say something and she would laugh. Then, like, she would say something and, like, I would laugh. And we just had a lot of moments where we connected on just so many different things. It was crazy. It was just the dream date.
Okay, well, how did your date end?
So at the end, we were walking back, and I was like, hey, actually, I forgot to bid on something in the auction. I forgot to bid on our first kiss.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, you can't stop with the lies.
Should have quit while you were ahead, Chris.
Yeah, how much for a kiss? Okay, now you're just turning her into a prostitute.
No. She actually said, that's not allowed. It actually came with the bid.
That's what she said? That was her response?
Yeah, no, I kid you not. She leaned in and kissed me right there.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
I can't believe
okay.
it. You are in love.
I totally am.
Then why the hell is she not calling you back?
That's what I can't figure out. I mean, it's just in the next 2 days, you know, we were really, like, texting, like, a lot, you know, back and forth. But then, you know, as the week kind of went on, it was less and less. And the next week, it was barely anything. I was trying to get her to go out on another date. I kept getting not much of a response.
And did you send her anything inappropriate?
No, I was a perfect gentleman, I promise.
You didn't send her a picture and go, how much to touch this?
It's like, how far can I go with
like
this
that?
Charity auction?
Yeah.
No, I promise, guys. I don't know. I'm like, why would she kiss me at the end of it if, you know, the date was going horribly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be 20 other guys that are lining up for dates with her because she's just so hot.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, hang on.